This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are discussing the plight of the hospitality and tourism sector. And we're going to move on now into a story about what's happening with micro SME. So the Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives Ministry, or MEDEC, has warned that the micro, small and medium enterprise sector could imminently collapse should the current nationwide lockdown continue indefinitely.
So based on the survey conducted by the ministry, an estimated 580,000 businesses, or 49% of the MSME sector, at risk of failing by October if they are not allowed to resume operations by then. This will also mean more than 7 million Malaysians may lose their jobs, and assuming each worker has an average of 2 dependents, it would seem some 14 million people would be affected by this situation.
Yeah, so MEDEC Minister Datuk Sri Dr. Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar said that the situation is dire and there is an urgent need to come up with the right remedial actions to address the issue. A failure to resolve the matter would result in a devastating impact to the country's socioeconomic landscape, which will subsequently affect the overall well-being and happiness of the rakyat, he said. The MEDEC minister added in a statement, and I quote, "If we don't do something to help them now, I am worried that many of these MSMEs, micro SMEs, will fail and will not be around to help rebuild the economy once businesses are allowed to open. I am also worried that failure of these micro SME businesses due to the prolonged lockdown will create a domino effect, hitting societies hard at the core, leading to a more serious social and economic impact."
The survey by the ministry, which was conducted between June 15 and 28, was aimed at gauging the impact of MCO 3.0 on the entrepreneurship landscape. 6,000 plus residents nationwide took part in the survey, which found that many businesses are suffering from business fatigue syndrome and declining confidence as a result of the lockdown. One third respondents said they did not receive the various assistance introduced by the government. The survey also found that mental issues were also among areas of concern, as nearly 60% of entrepreneurs were suffering from at least one form of mental health condition amid the lockdown. Top three factors affecting their mental health include the decline and loss of income, debt and financing issues, as well as risk of business closure.
Now, MEDEC Minister Wan Junaidi also said that many entrepreneurs are concerned about their future, thus contributing to higher stress levels, which then, of course, will affect their mental well-being. He said the impact of the lockdown is not only affecting the economic aspect, but also the social aspect as well. "I am concerned that the longer businesses are not allowed to operate, the longer it will take to recover. People are becoming increasingly unhappy. They are unhappy because of financial issues, as well as not being able to socialize. It is time we look at other holistic measures on how to deal with this other than lockdown."
Right. So I'm reading this article. and says a failure to resolve this, you know, a failure to resolve the matter will result in a devastating impact to country's socioeconomic landscape, and that we need to come out with something. So a survey was done. I just need to know what will be done. Right, the call to action after the survey coming from the ministry, if they recognize that this is a situation, what can be done?
So I think what we've realized by covering these stories week in and week out is the fact that there's been a bit of a trend. So early on, we had these ministries or associations or bodies or NGOs coming out to say, this is what this segment of society needs. This is what this segment of the industry needs. Please help. And they urge for X, Y, and Z, right? And then all of a sudden, recently, we've seen more surveys being conducted, you know, like this one here. And of course, earlier before the break, we also heard about that survey by the Malaysian Association of Hotels as well, right? So now they've got data points suggesting this is how players in the industry are suffering as well. But what we are missing here is solutions, possible solutions, or what exactly these segments need. You know, what do micro SMEs really need here? Are you talking about completely lifting the lockdown? Because the numbers are still quite staggering. But what else can the government do? What else can the rakyat do? What else can players, what else can industry do?
Right.
You know, these, well, I guess suggestions can help go a long way.
Right, right. So, you know, like the statement, right? If we don't do something to help them now, I'm worried that many of this SME will fail, you know. So he said this. So, you know, I would love to see the next statement with suggestions on ways to help them now.
Yeah. Do you need more bantuan? Do we need helps from the banks? Do we need more grants? What do we need to help these micro SMEs recover or at least survive the coming year? Not the coming year, well, the rest of the year. Yeah, you know, till we are at phase four, which apparently should happen sometime in November or December, depending on our rate of cases, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So we are today shining the spotlight on, we're continuing to shine the spotlight on some segments of the industry that are struggling during this EMCO or phase one of the National Recovery Plan. Early on, before the break, we discussed how the Malaysian Association of Hotels said that the hospitality and tourism sectors, you know, have been suffering blow after blow during the course of this pandemic, and it's really resulting in crippling losses for the industry, and also the outlook for the tourism and hospitality industry. You know, when we start to recover because of issues of understaffing, as well as people not really having an interest to get into the hospitality and tourism sector just because of the year that was, you know, under this pandemic. We also then highlighted what's going on with micro SMEs as well. When we come back, we'll try and end the show on a positive note with some news on what AirAsia Digital is up to in Thailand. But at any point of time, you still have about 15 minutes to get in touch with us. Tell us what you think and send us your thoughts. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Also on Twitter and on Instagram.
At BFM Radio.
We'll be back after Peter Frampton with Show Me The Way. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.